Many, or even most, of our values are products of events that are not representative of the world at large, or are the result of a totally misconceived past. The result of all this? Most of our beliefs are wrong. Or, to be more exact, all beliefs are wrong. Some are just less wrong than others. The human mind is a jumble of inaccuracy. And while this may make you uncomfortable, it's an incredibly important concept to accept, as we'll see. Be careful what you believe. In 1988, while in therapy, the journalist and feminist author Meredith Marin came to a startling realization. Her father had sexually abused her as a child. It was a shock to her, a repressed memory she had spent most of her adult life oblivious to. But at the age of 37, she confronted her father and also told her family what had happened. Meredith's news horrified her entire family. Her father immediately denied having done anything. Some family members sided with Meredith. Others sided with her father. The family tree was split in two. And the pain that had defined Meredith's relationships with her father since long before her accusation now spread like a mold across its branches. It tore everyone apart. Then, in 1996, Meredith came to another startling realization. Her father actually hadn't sexually abused her. I know. Oops. She, with the help of a well-intentioned therapist, had actually invented the memory. Consumed by guilt, she spent the rest of her father's life attempting to reconcile with him and other family members through constant apologizing and explaining, but it was too late. Her father passed away and her family would never be the same. It turned out Meredith wasn't alone. As she describes in her autobiography, My Lie, A True Story of False Memory, throughout the 1980s, many women accused male family members of sexual abuse only to turn around and recant years later. Similarly, there was a whole swath of people who claimed during that same decade that there were satanic cults abusing children, yet despite police investigations in dozens of cities, police never found any evidence of the crazy practices described. Why were people suddenly inventing memories of horrible abuse in families and cults? And why was it all happening then in the 1980s? Ever play the telephone game as a kid? You know, you say something in one person's ear and it gets passed through like 10 people, and what the last person hears is completely unrelated to what you started with?